switch to flex go layout. All right, give me one second. I have to move some things around when I shift that functionality. And I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Plumbing Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. Let me just go quickly over our teleconference participation process. Be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're on a phone, don't put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so at the appropriate times. Public comment, of course, is 3 minutes. Please use the raise hand icon if you want to speak. And then once you're called on, please lower your hand. That way I can keep track of what's an active list. State your name each time you speak. And of course, TAC members when making and seconding motions. And later when we're doing the code amendment, you can feel free to use the thumbs up or thumbs down icon to provide a TAC with a sense if you don't wish to. Just to go to make an actual comment, like in a meeting when you raise your hands. Excuse me. Alrighty, then let me do the next component, which is determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Schilling, Fred?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm here.
Good afternoon. Commissioner Bass, Jim?
I'm here.
Very good. Gary Dern, Gary?
Present, accounted for.
Very good. Eduardo Gonzalez?
Good afternoon, I'm here.
Very good. Isaac Kovner?
I'm here.
Gary Kozian?
I'm here.
Okay. Commissioner Langeal, Brian?
I'm here.
Very good. Stephen Mayfield, Stephen?
I'm here.
Okay, and Jack McStratic. Jack? Is Jack here? All right, well, we have 8 of 9. So, we certainly have a quorum. And the next order of business we have from DBPR, we have Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Moma Donnie, Marlita Peters, Chip Sellers, Justin Vogel, and I'm Jeff Blair, the Commission's facilitator. Today's agenda is to approve the agenda in the minutes from the last meeting and to provide the commission with your comment on this case on the one, on your recommendation on the one comment that was submitted to the draft ninth edition, and then any general public comment. Ask for a motion and a second by name, please, for approving the agenda.
Approve, Gary Durant.
Second, Gonzalez.
Very good. A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. Your last meeting, the October 10th, 2025 meeting minutes were linked to this agenda. Unless there's revisions or additions, is there a motion to accept the minutes as posted by name, please?
So move, Durin.
Second,
all right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, I'm going to walk us through the process. The main thing is comments are restricted to editorial and correlation fixes. 3 minutes for public comment. Use the raise hand function, as I said earlier. First, the proponent will speak 3 minutes, and then any opponents. And if there are opponents and opponents, which I don't think there should be on this one, then there would be an opportunity for a 1 minute rebuttal, a 1 minute for the pro, 1 minute for the con, then back to the TAC and hopefully a motion to either approve or deny. If TAC members do have clarifying questions, please ask to me and we can handle those. TAC should not attempt to revise or amend the comments in any way, and the TAC will take action. Of course, there's only one in this case, but either approve or deny, and it's a two-thirds requirement. So with 8 members, the threshold would be 6-2 to pass, and 5-3 would be the fail level. Unless I don't need to share anymore, Jim, so unless there's any questions on the process, I'm going to turn it. Well, the first one, we're going to I'll introduce it. It's the comment number one. It's the only one submitted by Gary Kozan, and I'll let Mo speak to its analysis regarding whether it meets the criteria for an editorial or whatever, or correlation. Mo?
Good afternoon. Mo Magani. Jim, share screen, please. All right. Let's see here. As Jeff said, we only have one comment. I did review those comments as submitted by Gary. I think all these comments that submitted by Gary, they are either editorial slash and then correlation. So we have no problem in terms of being in compliance with this objective of the cycle. However, in section 718.1 and the Blooming Curve Presidential Theory 12.1, Gary referenced an update to standard 1216 and F1743. The standard updates fall outside of this cycle. So I suggest is that you would approve these comments as being editorial slash correlation, approve as submitted with exception to the standard update, which fall outside the scope of the comment cycle. So I would suggest denial of standard update. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mo. Okay, and just procedurally, we did that with all the other tacks. There were several standards updates that the TAC voted to deny, not because they didn't like or want the standard, but because that's not something we can do. That would be considered a code change, and people would have to have an opportunity to review the standard technically and all of that. So this is restricted to editorial and correlation. So with that, Gary, you can have your 3 minutes from the public comment side of it, and then we'll hear from anybody else from the public who wishes to speak, and then we'll come back to the TAC. And you're free to offer a motion when we come back. So what Mo's requesting is that the TAC approve this as modified by excluding as editorial correlation, but excluding any of the standard updates component of it, since that would be a code change and not allowed in this phase. All right, Gary, I'll go ahead and start on the 3 minutes.
I get it. I mean, I know that the standards, I was wondering myself whether or not they would fall outside of the scope of this process here. The first one simply was just an editorial. There's an extraneous word there and the first 403.2.1. The second one, the TAC had previously approved had a pointer in the code, but we entered a point to a section that the energy TAC removed. So since that's been removed, there was no need for that section anymore. And the third one was, as we said, on these standards, those standards were introduced not in the last code cycle. They were actually introduced in the glitch cycle, and we used the years of the most recent standards at that point in time. Since then, they've been updated and they've been improved quite a bit because the standards now include all mandatory language, whereas before they did not. But and these are standards that are not yet in the I-codes. I suspect they may be in the next cycle of the I-codes. But if we can't, I would prefer to have included those because we would have had the mandatory language. But if not, I guess we just remain as is. So I'm in agreement with Mo's analysis.
All right, thank you, Gary. Let's see, let me get this timer before it goes off. All right, anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the editorial changes and correlation changes with the exception of the standards? I see a hand. Let's see, who is that? First off, Voeth is raising their thumb in support. And Joe, did you want to speak?
Joe Belcher, FHVA, we support the modification without the standards. Nobody's had a chance to look at the standards. I don't doubt that they're good, but we've always had a policy of being able to look at the standards before adopting them. Thank you.
Very good. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? Anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? And Joe, if you would take your hand down, that would help. Thanks. All right, I see no additional comment, so I'll come back to the TAC, and Gary, if you'd like to start off with a motion, get it started.
Should I make a motion on each of these individually, or as...
No, just for the package. The package is to approve your comments, to recommend the commission approve your comments as editorial and or correlation, but with the exception of removing their standards updates from that, so it would be as modified.
And I will make that motion to approve as modified with staff's comments.
Schilling, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second, which is to approve the correlation and editorial, and with the exception of not including the standards updates. And is there any discussion? Let's see. I see Gary Duran, your hand's up. Do you want to speak, Gary? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm curious that my recollection is this is one of those standards that came through the back door anyway. So if it came through the back door to start with, how come we can't update it to the most recent edition and fix the mandatory language problems?
The standard is not that. Those standards were included in the code as part of the glitch code change in 2023, has been in the code for some time. As Gary said, they're part of the 2023 code.
I understood them to say that they were not in the not yet adopted by ICC.
No, it's the update to the standard. Gary's saying that the edition 24 for 1216 and the 25 for 1743, they are not part of the 2024 I code. Then maybe they will be part of the 2027 code, but they are not part of the I code 2024.
So this is restricted to only editorial and correlation. Like I said, there were a number of tacks or a number of other ones where people wanted to update the standards and the TAC voted to deny them, even if they liked the standards, just because it's not appropriate for this phase of the cycle.
But what are the title of the standards, just for the record?
Go ahead, Mark.
For the standards, I think that there's really, I have to go back and give you the citation for the
Not the pipelining standards?
Yes, those for the pipelining, yes sir, for both of them, for the pipelining, correct.
Okay, yep.
All right. All right, any other discussion? All right, so I have a motion and a second to recommend the commission approve the comments as editorial and or correlation, with the exception of not including any of the reference standard changes. Unless there's any further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, is there anybody opposed? All right, that would be a unanimous vote in support. All right, unless there's any other public comment and or TAC comment, I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Schilling to say that we stand adjourned. Fred?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Jeff. And I'd like to thank Gary Kozan for his effort, of providing us with this update information so that we could review it. And so we appreciate that. If we have any questions, no further questions or any comments anybody would like to offer up. If not, then we stand adjourned, and we thank everyone for their participation today and hope everyone has a good afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, staff members.
Thank you.